But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Biggest game of my lifetime, and I love doing radio shows with you guys here in the DMV talking about my favorite football team. And the reason I got into radio is because my dad let me borrow his phone after games and complain. Then I called Al Galdi and Kevin Sheehan and all those guys when I was, you know, 8, 9, 10, and 11 years old. So we want to make this the most interactive radio show possible. I want to hear from you, Commanders fans. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we will read it on air. All right, let's go to Steve in St. Mary's. Steve, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning, AWOD. How you doing today?
I'm great, man. I'm fired up for this game. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm so fired up, but I am nervous a little bit. And the reason is because you're right, this game is humongous for us. And, like, Tampa Bay was house money. Great, glorious, we won. You know, Detroit, I wasn't expecting to win. I was happy to be there. We beat that butt. And I was so excited. So now, this game is the biggest game in 33 years. You know, I'm a 48-year-old dude. I'm 48 years old. When we won the Super Bowl in 91, I was like, this happens every 3 or 4 years. This is what we do. This is what my life consists of. And it's been 33 years waiting for this moment, tomorrow. I'm so excited, but at the same time nervous, because I do, like the previous callers and you talked about, I believe this game tomorrow is more important than the Super Bowl. As crazy as that sounds, it's against Philadelphia in the link. If we roll in there and we knock that team out, it's all about winning, man. The whole league is on notice. Patrick Mahomes is looking across from the AFC going, holy man, this kid, oh my, these Commanders are a problem. We are now officially a problem if we roll in the link and we knock them out and we have a rookie quarterback starting the Super Bowl. So I'm big-time nervous, and I work with a bunch of Eagles fans. I work with some Sailors, a lot of
I
Eagles
hate
guys. And, oh, I can't stand them, AWOD. And they're already talking like they won the Super Bowl. They're already joking about Barkley being in Disney World. And I'm like, you haven't beat the Commanders yet, guys. So anyway, dude, I appreciate your show. I'm super nervous but excited. And, man, I'm fired up. I'm headed to watch my daughter swim today in Gettysburg. So you know I'm near them, and I got my gear on. I hope I don't get beat up today.
I love the call, Steve. Thanks so much. And I'll try to calm your nerves with this take here, and that's that this could be a tipping point in the Philadelphia franchise. If they lose this game to a rookie quarterback, first off, they're not going to be the cream of the crop in the division anymore, right? It would be Washington. You know, second, this would now be another difficult defeat for Nick Sirianni in a year that they made the playoffs last year, then got Saquon Barkley. This could be a tipping point in their franchise for Washington. Win or lose, we're going to be back next year ready to make some noise. And I think win or lose, the goal for next season is not like to make the NFC Championship game, not to make the postseason. It's to host an NFC Championship game next year, to host it, to have it at our house and not going on the road. All right, let's go to Greg in Gaithersburg, line 3. Greg, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, man?
I think without being too repetitious about playing with house money and being healthier, I think all the pressure and nerves are on the Eagles.
Why is that?
Because they've been leading the East. They've been leading statistically all season. A lot of people were picking them to be in the Super Bowl. People were saying we'd be lucky if we won five games. And we're the Cinderella story this year, and it's going to be continuing. And I think that all the pressure, I think Philly's nervous. I think their fans are nervous. The players are nervous. And I can see us coming out and winning. And I agree with you. I'm 68, and I remember the glory days when Sonny and Billy, when they won their first championship and went and lost the Super Bowl to Miami. But you know what? There ain't nothing like it. And like you said, you see people walking down the street with a W on their hat. Everybody's high-fiving everybody's friends. And you know, it's just bringing the glory back to the way it should have been these last 20-something years.
I love to hear that, Greg. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Go Commanders. Let's go to line two. Scrap in Fort Washington. Scrap, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? What's up?
Your name is Scrap?
Well, that's my nickname.
Is that because you used to get in a lot of fights?
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this, man. I ain't a big dude, but I got heart, man. And I'll tell you one thing. That's what these Commanders got. They got nothing but heart. And that's what's going to win. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to win tomorrow. The question earlier was, you know, what are we worried about? You know what I'm saying? My only thing that I'll be worried about, if I am worried about anything, is if we don't play as a team. That's how we've been playing all year long. If you think about it, in 91, we had about the same amount of as far as big names that we have this year with the Commanders, you know? And in 91 it was Doug Williams against John Elway. Now, who thought they was going to win that one? You know what I'm saying? And that same feeling is the same feeling I got about this Eagles game, that we're going to come out on top. Because the game before, when Doug Williams got put in after Mark Griffin got hurt, we just had nothing but confidence. You know what I'm saying? You don't go on the road for three games. If we were going to be worried, we should have been worried the first road game when they went back to play Dallas, or when they played Tampa Bay, or when they played Detroit. You know what I'm saying? We won three road games. One thing that stands out to me about this team right here, our offensive line, we only had, that one penalty of when the center lifted his head up, which wasn't a penalty.
Right.
Our offensive line did an excellent job. They need to be taking out the sizzlers. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they got to play. They got to keep playing mistake-free, Scrap. I appreciate the call. It is so crucial that Washington avoids the negative plays. And if you've listened to this show at all, you know, during the three-game losing streak, I went to war with negative plays, trying to find out what was the issue that was leading to three losses in a row. It was the negative plays that were, number one, the opposing team's tackles for loss. During that three-game losing streak, it went from about three a game all the way up to eight. And then it was 9 in the game against the Dallas Cowboys. The opposing team getting guys in the backfield, bringing down not just our quarterback, right, but our running backs and stopping screen passes in the backfield. Tackles for loss was number one. Number two, the sacks that Jaden was taking. Number three, the penalties. And number four, the drop passes. And during this win streak, they have absolutely eliminated a lot of the negative plays. Let's go to Reese in Silver Spring. Reese, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
AWOD, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. I'm 74 years old. I've seen every Super Bowl win and everything. I missed every play. Not at all. But this year, my most favorite year. All right, we started out, you know, losing a terrible game in the beginning. But we go 4-1 after that. JD5, he's doing great. This game, I'm very confident. We're going to go up to Philadelphia. We're going to beat them. I'm going to tell you, the biggest mismatch is JD5 over Hurts. Hurts is hurt, like you said. He's got a knee brace. Okay. It's going to be up and down. I really feel this, but I'm very confident. Biggest playbook I've heard before, it's going to be Austin Eckler.
Yeah.
Why? We're going to return a field goal missed. We're going to get the ball with 10 seconds to go. Gonzalez is going to kick a 20-yard field goal at the buzzer. We're going to New Orleans. I'll be there. 50,000 skin fans. We beat Taylor Swift and Kelce. I don't care how many points that are their favorites. You're going to tell me J.D. Five's going to lose in New Orleans where he was a three-year star? We're going to be their guys.
I love that. Reese, you're blowing my mind, though. With all this football you've watched, why is this the most fun you've had this season?
Because I'm this age, and to start the year, I'm okay. And people tell me, we're not going to win. After every win, we're not going to win. Our last five games, sir, we were underdogs. What did we do against the Lions? We're 10-point underdogs, and we beat them by 14. We no turnovers, right?
Yeah.
No problem. Look at those Lions fans. They look like they lost their girlfriend. Our fans up there are paying $800 a ticket. We ever give them all free tickets to New Orleans. That's why.
Yeah. Good call, man. I love the passion, Reese. Thanks for chiming in. And you're so right. I mean, this season has been magical, and it's because it feels like everybody's betting against us. I love the graphic. Everybody bet Tampa, Washington won. Everybody bet Detroit, Washington won. And I've seen quite a few graphics this week. It feels like everybody's picking Philadelphia. Why not us? Why not Washington going into Philadelphia and defeating our arch rival? We've got to play mistake-free football. That's the obvious. You got to play clean. We've got to convert on fourth down. I've heard, you know, several callers talk about how they think Zane Gonzalez is going to be so important. I mean, you're right. You can't have a mistake there. I also think Washington's not going to throw him out there for anything longer than 45 yards. They might even just go for it if it's a 4th-and-7, 4th-and-8 in that situation. So I think it's more about the offense and Jaden Daniels than it is about the kicker, Zane Gonzalez. I really hope it doesn't come down to that. I've been saying on my show, and you can kind of hate this take if you want, but if this game comes down to Washington losing because Zane misses a field goal, well, maybe we didn't belong in the Super Bowl anyway. Because I think that our offense and our defense is better than Philadelphia the way they're playing right now, and they can show that on Sunday, and then we don't have to deal with special teams. I'd love to win this game by 20. I'd love to blow them out. I think it's going to be a battle, though. I think the Eagles will get a few punches in. Can Washington get back up? Because it's been impossible to stop Saquon Barkley throughout this entire season. You just have to limit him. What does limiting him look like? Under 100 yards. Because that man could go off for 200. How do you limit him to under 100 yards? From my research, you got to keep him to 20 carries or below. How do you do that? Well, you got to take a lead. So Philadelphia is forced to throw. Cliff Kingsbury knows this. Dan Quinn knows this. Can they execute on Sunday? That's what it's going to come down to. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. Let's keep the calls coming, Commanders fan. Biggest game.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
In 30 years tomorrow, you're listening to AWOD on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio 106.7, The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Want to bang out a bunch of these phone calls right now from you Commanders fans, 1-800-636-1067, because we got a lot still to get to on this show today. We will have Michael Phillips at 11 a.m., Chris Russell at 10:30. We'll go behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson from the Eagles Digital Network, as well as giving out my keys to victory and pathway to success live and local here till 12 noon before we hand it off to the Super Bowl champion, legend in the DMV, Doc Walker, who actually served as my AWOD Radio legend of the game this week. You guys know ahead of the Bucs game I chose Brad Johnson, who won a Super Bowl, played quarterback for both Washington and the Bucs. Last week, it was Brian Mitchell, who played in the last Washington win over Detroit in the postseason. And for this week, I chose the Super Bowl champ and the tight end, Doc Walker. You can always check out my podcast. It's always available on the Odyssey app or by searching Best of AWOD Radio on iTunes or Spotify. Let's go out to the phone lines right now. 1-800-636-1067. What's it going to take for Washington to defeat the Philadelphia Eagles? Let's go to Emac in Chattanooga. Emac, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Hey, man, I appreciate all y'all do there to keep me dialed into the area. It's been 25 years since I've been in the DMV, went away for college. I was 13 the last time they won a Super Bowl, and I never would have believed if you told me it had been 33 years since our next NFC Championship. I am so fired up. I'm not worried about anything. We're going to play our game. It's the Eagles that should be worried, man. We are dialed in. We got Jaden Daniels, and they don't.
Can you feel the energy from far away with the callers and listening into this station, man?
I was going to say, these guys that are calling in, the vibes, it reminds me of when I was in middle school, man, and how we would talk in the locker rooms and at school. And back then, you know, a lot of Dallas fans and how we'd go at them and, man, this is amazing. For 25 years, man, it was been embarrassing to be a Washington fan down here, and everybody would just kind of make jokes, man. And we were playing the Falcons, which is the team in this area. I had Falcon fans calling me and just telling me how much, you know, how impressed they were with Jaden Daniels, and the vibes have totally changed. Now it's like respectful comments. I can't wait. You know, in 87, when we won the Super Bowl there in 88, obviously, in January, my dad was at Georgetown Hospital getting a kidney transplant. I remember watching that game with my grandparents, being fired up. And then the last game I got to see with my dad, Super Bowl, was 91. So he's passed from 2009. And I'm just excited that my kids now will get the experiences that I had with my father.
Yeah, I love that. And I mentioned that this week on my show because I had a few callers who said the same thing. I want to give a shout-out to anybody that's lost a loved one that they – love to watch Redskins Commanders games with, and they are, somebody said they're watching in a skybox in heaven, and I loved that. And you know, I feel for so many people because, you know, that has been the biggest bonding moment with me and my dad, and luckily he's still alive, and I'm hoping to watch the Super Bowl with him in a few weeks. But you know, we bonded throughout my entire life going to games and usually arguing about why the team lost afterwards. And I love my dad so much, and I love watching games with him. It's a great call, Emac. I appreciate you saying that, man.
Thank you, guys.
Yep. Let's go to Ed in Hartford. Ed, you're on the fan with AWOD. Ed, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Here, should I say.
What's
yes,
up, man?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, yes. Long time no here, should I say. Look. I am very confident about this game tomorrow. Here's why. You remember when the Caps got into the playoffs and they're not going to go far? You remember when the Nationals snuck into the playoffs but they can't beat the Dodgers or anybody? Those two teams beat the odds just like this team is beating the odds right now, right? You got to think about it. The Nats were playing with house money at the same time. And when they got in, they beat those entire odds and they actually won with that house money. We have Jaden. We have a healthy quarterback. We have a fun, calm, cool, you know, respectable quarterback on outside. And let me just tell you something. I saw a report that 20% of the tickets at the Link were purchased from DMV people. The Link holds over 67,000 fans. That means, if anything, if all these fans coming from the DMV are legit Commanders fans, there's going to be over 13,000 fans in the stands making noise for this team. That's not counting the few more percentages that probably bought tickets the last few days. We are coming to the Link. We are going to beat the Eagles 31-20. We're going to get a Mikey interception, seal the deal, game over, lift the NFC title at the Link, and send those fans home. And on Monday morning, we're going to have a moment of silence for that team. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for chiming in. So, Max, if he's comparing it to the Nationals runs and the Capitals run to win it all, is Jane Daniels more like Alex Ovechkin or Juan Soto?
Ooh, see, this is a great question. If you're going youth, I would go Soto. But yeah, if you're going like game-changing ability, you could also make the argument for Soto, but you could also make a good argument for Ovechkin.
Yeah, I've heard people mention that it reminds them of those runs, and I think you're right. Like, there's a Team of Destiny vibe. Like, I didn't believe Team of Destiny after the Bucks win because I just really believed we were better than the Bucks. We were going to get revenge on week one. We were going to win that game. But like I started the show with, I told you all I was picking Washington to beat Detroit. You know, deep down, that was just a homer in me. But after seeing us put up 45 points and we could have had more and a 17-point lead on the road, I do believe, and I am confident today, that Washington will go to Philly and knock off the Eagles. Let's go to CJ in Falls Church. CJ, you're on the fan with AWOD.
AWOD, what's up, buddy?
Hey, man. Thanks for calling.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I just wanted to correct you on one thing. It was those same 1987, 1988 Washington Redskins that set the record for most points in the second quarter in a playoff game. Just happened to be the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He scored 35 points.
So Washington scored 28 last week, but the Lions scored 14, so that's why the 42 became the most scoring points in the second quarter in playoff history.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, I got you. Okay,
yeah.
I got you. In that regard, yes, but by one team, the 35 is it.
Did you watch that game, man, with Doug Williams?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I absolutely did, and I've been watching reruns of it ever since, man. That was a phenomenal ball game, man. A phenomenal ball game.
I love to hear that. So can you compare Doug to Jaden at all?
You know, when Doug first came out, Doug was a gunslinger. Mm-hmm. Doug had a cannon on him. He came out of Grambling, and he played for the Bucks. He and Micah House essentially carried that team to the NFC Championship that first year that they went. They didn't have any other team. John McKay was the coach, and they didn't have much else as far as talent on that team. But I don't remember the running back's name. They did have a pretty decent running back. I don't remember his name at the moment.
Well, I appreciate you chiming in, man. So give me your thoughts on this game tomorrow. Jaden versus Jalen at the Link.
Jaden all day, all night, 24/7, twice on Sundays, man.
I love it, man. Thanks for chiming in. Let's go, Commanders. All right, let's take one more phone call before we go to our first guest of the day, Chris Russell. We've got Musa in Falls Church. Musa, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. You guys are the best, really. I got the chills, brother. I'm ready. I'm fired up. You know, my dad, God rest his soul, 2 years ago passed away, and he was a diehard fan. He worked at he was the manager at the Alpine restaurant. We were the proud sponsors of the Washington Redskins. And 33 years ago, we went to every home game that year, including the playoffs when we beat Atlanta and Detroit. So I know my dad is looking upon us now and just smiling, but you know, if we just keep playing the way we have been, you know, we play the four quarters, sound football, turnover free, we should definitely come out on top, without a doubt. Nobody knows the Philadelphia Eagles better than the Washington Commanders do. We know them inside and out. Just no second half adjustments needed. Start from the get-go. Punch them in the mouth. Stop Saquon. If we can stop their run game and make Jalen Hurts try to beat us with his arm, then without a doubt, man, we should be able to roll. I see a high-scoring game, and, you know, we can easily put up 30. I see a 30-20 final, I tell you what, man, we make it to the Super Bowl. I'm going to have to maybe sell something to get there, man. I'm going to have to make it happen. I tell you, brother.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy to think that, right? I mean, we might. Yes. We might.
We might. We're that close. Why can't we?
We're that close. Like, we didn't come this far to lose this game, not to Philadelphia.
No, absolutely not. So.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. Good call. Appreciate you chiming in. We got to take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 9:10 a.m., 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Up early on a Saturday morning, fired up to talk Commanders. It's 10:33 a.m., and joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's Chris Russell, the Rooster. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Wad, how are you, pal? What's going on?
I'm fired up, and I'm going to fire you up right now because, Chris, I think we're the only two people in the DMV that wanted Dan Quinn, and now we get to watch Dan Quinn's team play in the championship game.
Yeah. You know, I've been a good boy about reminding people how right we were, you know, this week. I've tried not to brag because, you know, I actually have picked against them in the last two games and to lose by a field goal. So I didn't feel like it was appropriate to get those wrong and to remind everyone just how wrong they were about Boy Wonder Ben and thinking that Dan Quinn, just because he was, like, pictured standing in line at an airport, was like an afterthought, you know. Trust me, they would not have hired Dan Quinn if they didn't want to hire Dan Quinn. Whether he was the number one guy or not, again, matter of semantics, we'll never exactly know. But as you and I have talked about, from the minute Adam Peters took to the microphone to his introductory press conference, when he said, "I wanted a leader of men," I knew it wasn't going to be Ben Johnson. And so did Adam Schefter, and so did John Keim. So did you, and so did me, and the bottom line is when he said he wanted a leader of men more than an offensive whiz kid or anything like that, I knew that Dan Quinn was likely going to be the choice, and it ultimately worked out. And I mean, obviously, it's easy to say now in hindsight when they win 12 regular season games and two postseason games, but the bottom line is part of the reason why Dan Quinn was the right guy was not only because of his defensive acumen, and defense still has a way to go, but more importantly, because of his leadership, number one, and number two, because of the staff that he ultimately could bring in. And I'm not saying others couldn't bring in a good staff, but he brought in a great staff.
Yeah, yeah, that's the point right there. He brought in a great staff, and this is a guy that already had success, went to a Super Bowl. I thought he did more with less, right, with that team there in Atlanta.
Yep.
And then he had success in Dallas. Now, as much as I was correct and you were correct about Dan Quinn, I also wanted Caleb Williams. All right? I admit I wanted Caleb Williams. So as you look back on this incredible rookie year that Jaden has had, what do you make of it? How has he been able to do this?
So it's interesting when you say I wanted Caleb Williams. So did the rest of the NFL free world. But I remember a year ago at this time, Awad, and I wish I could find it. I wish I could find it. I tweeted, hey, you know what? Out of these three quarterbacks, and I meant Caleb Williams, Drake May, and Jaden Daniels, and I said it's very early in the process, I want Jaden Daniels. And then I backed off of that a little bit as I watched more and more tape, and I was kind of enamored, really intrigued by Drake May. I knew Caleb Williams was almost surely going number one. Ultimately, it worked out even better than you could have imagined. So how did he get here? Well, I mean, obviously the work ethic, the maturity, the poise, the command, the everything. He's non-moved. Whatever that term is, where he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, nothing seems to really bother him. He's California cool, cool as a cucumber, all those things that you've heard. But more importantly, I think that temperament allows him to have some rough spots, to get off to a little bit of a rough start sometimes in certain games, right? Even last Saturday night in Detroit, they only got a field goal on that second drive, not a touchdown, right? Even though they moved the ball. They moved the ball on the first drive and bogged down on that fourth down trick play. And Marcus Mariota told me a couple of weeks ago, he said, look, he goes, teams are showing Jaden looks that they have not shown at all on tape because they know he's so smart that he can figure it out if they show it out on tape. And yeah, it takes a couple of series for him to kind of figure out, okay, this is what they're doing. This is what's different. And Jaden's so smart. And between that virtual reality thing, between him showing up at 5 a.m., obviously the great coaching staff that they have, and you know, they've been able to just put this all together to a point where Jaden is not killing teams, Awad, as you know, through with his legs only, and primarily with his legs in these two playoff games. It's been his arm, and that's what I've ached for all year, is more arm, less legs, with the combination of both being deadly, but more arm, less legs, and that's how we're here.
Chris Russell with us here on the Rude Guest Hotline. So these two teams played twice already this year. This is the grudge match, the third game. This one in Philadelphia at the Link.
Mm-hmm.
First time Philadelphia scores 20 points in the fourth quarter. Second time Washington scores 22 points in the fourth quarter. Is this game going to come down to the fourth quarter? Because I kind of want to argue that this game is going to be won or lost in the first half for Washington. They've got to set the tone in this game that they're going to slow down Saquon Barkley and make Jalen Hurts throw the ball. Because if Saquon gets 25 carries, he's going to go for a buck 50. If you keep him under 20, that's how you think you limit him.
Well, I totally understand what you're saying, but likely the game will be decided in the fourth quarter. So I think we can safely say that, you know, the game will probably be within one score either side. Maybe it'll come down to a kick, and if it does, boy, Zane Gonzalez, you cannot trust him, nor can you trust Jake Elliott, but I would lean a little bit more towards him. But your point about the first half is what you can't allow to happen, and what this has been my mantra, is I'll give Saquon Barkley 120 yards. I'll give him 120 yards, 125 yards, as long as it's of the 5 to 7 yard variety, as opposed and by volume, as opposed to the 50, 60, 70 yard variety, which is what killed the Rams, which is what killed the Commanders in the end of the first quarter in Landover, if you remember, where he ripped off the 68 yarder. And then in the fourth quarter in the Thursday night game in Philadelphia, it wasn't as long a runs, but they were still big chunk runs, if you will. I think one was 26 and one was 38 or 39 or something like that, sandwiched around a turnover. You cannot allow him, if a play is essentially blocked up, designed, executed to be a 4, 5, 6 yard run, Awad, you cannot allow that to turn into a 40, 50, 60 yard run, which is, again, the problem that the Commanders had a couple of times and that the Rams had twice last week. If you can do that and essentially, again, force Jalen Hurts to beat you from the pocket, because we presume he'll be a little bit compromised physically, especially maybe as the game goes on, if you can do that, you give yourself a chance to win. If you give up big runs, you have no chance to win, in my opinion.
Yeah, I also think if you don't let Saquon go off for those, you know, 50-yard touchdown runs, that the Eagles might struggle in the red zone and might be forced to kick some field goals, and we could see this bend but don't break defense once
again. And don't forget, Jake Elliott missed 2 field goals in the first meeting in Philadelphia, and he's missed he's made every field goal in the postseason this year and throughout his career, but he's missed a bunch of extra points.
Absolutely. Now, offensively for Washington, I'd point to two X factors. They both start with E, Eckler and Ertz. I think it's the big game for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to disagree. I mean, Eckler was awesome in that Thursday night game as a screen receiver. If you remember, he had a couple of big ones, especially one to the left side that went for 32, I want to say. And then last week he had the big run for 35, which kind of ended it, but also had the big screen on the first drive after he picked up a blitz and pass protection, and that's also how he can help them, by the way. Him and Jeremy McNichols is going to be very, very, very important in pass protection, blitz pickup, and or just, again, extra pass protection because Philadelphia doesn't always blitz a lot. But Eckler as a receiver and even, again, as a runner, we saw, remember in Tampa, 4th and 2, they ran a little jet motion, and instead of completing the jet motion right to left full line of the line of scrimmage, he just took a detour and took the handoff from Jaden Daniels and ran right up the middle on a 4th and 2 and got the first down. So Eckler can hurt you and help you if you're Washington in a number of different ways. I don't think we see him back on kick return, but yeah, who knows? And Ertz obviously had a couple of touchdowns, or had the one late Thursday in the Thursday night game. I don't think he had one against Philly in
no,
the
No, he did. Cause
he did.
Oh, right. Wait, no. I'm not. No,
I know
think
he had
because he had
late.
The touchdown and the 2-point conversion, right?
That's right. Yeah. You're right. Okay, all these games are melding, but you know this, like Philadelphia plays a zone defense, right? They don't normally blitz a lot. I know they blitzed a lot in the one game. They didn't blitz as much in the second game against Jaden. I don't think they'll blitz a whole lot tomorrow. But Zach Ertz is going to have cushion and room in the middle of the field, and I know it drives a lot of Commanders fans nuts that he's a catch and fall type guy and whatever. It's not always the case. Remember, he had the big 37-yard catch and run against Atlanta, to the left, and he rumbled. Not that that's always going to happen, but the point being is he's going to have room in the middle of the field, and he made a huge catch that set up a touchdown before he got dinged in the second quarter last Saturday night. Again, a lot of his work, of course, in the middle of the field. Well, when you play zone defense, when you're trying to take away the big over-the-top shots, when you're not blitzing a lot, you're going to have some cushion in the middle of the football field. And Zach Ertz probably should walk away from this game against his former team with 6 or 7 catches, I would assume.
Chris, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate it.
You got it, Awad. See you later, pal. Appreciate
it. That is the Rooster from the Team 980. Chris Russell, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to Awad on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, streaming in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you're enjoying this show, you can check me out during the week on the Odyssey app. Just search 910 The Fan. You can hear me in Richmond from Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. Also check out the podcast, Best of AWOD Radio, available for you daily. Biggest game in 30 years. What's it going to take for Washington to knock off the Philadelphia Eagles? I think they're coming into this game with a ton of confidence, a ton of momentum, and they are healthy and peaking at the right time. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Trey in Maryland. Trey, you're on the Fan with AWOD, Trey.
Yeah, what's good, family?
Trey, I can't hear you. You got a lot of background noise going on. Max, why don't you pick up the phone and on Trey here and see if we can get him back on the line. I want to hear from him, just a little bit difficult. Let's try Peter in Wilmington while we work on Trey. Line 7, Peter. In Wilmington, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Hey, good morning, Ep. Love you, man. Great show. Listen, I want to bring up a few points about, the 3-game losing streak we had. Everybody's got to remember, no one's kind of mentioned, Jaden was injured. Okay, he had the rib thing going on. He was not himself, probably about 50%. So that was a big factor in those 3 games. I know, we lost, but there was a big factor nobody's brought up. But, the biggest thing for me is you brought up something early. The pressure is on Philadelphia. And if we can get ahead of them, it doesn't mean that we got to score, first or anything. But if we can get ahead of them in the first half, and we go into the half, and it's like 17-14 or 20-17, even if it's a touchdown, even better. Once we get ahead of them, they're going to start to panic because the thought of them losing, when I say them, the Philadelphia Eagle players to Washington in this game would be catastrophic for them. So I think the pressure's on them, and I think we can live up to the pressure because we really got nothing to play. You know, I mean, we are playing with house money, but I think that's the biggest deal. And another thing I want to say is the defense is number six against scoring. They're number six, not 30 like their defensive rating. They're number six. So in the red zone, they're really good. And they've been fantastic with the two-point conversion, which it could come down to. So that's my opinion. I'm 3 feet off the ground here in Wilmington. I've been to every game that you can think of in my life. I grew up in D.C. I moved here a long time ago, but I've been to all those games. I basically moved here 33 years when this losing streak started. So, I mean, you know what I mean? It's horrible, but I am so happy. Oh, this is Redskin country in Wilmington. Everybody loves the Redskins, the Commanders. They don't care what the name is. They're happy. It's just like changed the whole community here, and the DMV is just all my friends calling me from years. You see what's going on? It's just great. It's a great time. And in all this trouble that we have in the world right now, this is like the one thing that's great.
Yeah, no, really you're absolutely right, man. Good call. I appreciate you chiming in. It's the best thing for the city. It's the coolest thing that I've ever seen. My dad tells me what it was like when he was a teacher in Fairfax County in the 80s and 90s, and you know the kids were just Redskin crazy back then. And you know, I grew up Redskin crazy, but not watching the team win. Just loving football and loving the Burgundy and Gold, even though they didn't have the success. He brought up a great point about getting nervous, and I keep going back to my interview with Brad Johnson. All right, Brad Johnson, of course, played for Washington, won a playoff game for Washington over Detroit. All right, then he went on to Tampa Bay, won a playoff game, eventually won a Super Bowl for them. What he said is in every single playoff game, late in the third quarter or early in the fourth quarter, you're going to be on the sidelines, and you'll look up at the scoreboard and either see you're trailing or you're tied, and you'll start to get nervous. One team gets nervous every game late in the third and the fourth quarter. And in the Bucs game, Washington missed it on fourth down. The Bucs got nervous. Washington got the ball back because Baker Mayfield was nervous. He fumbled the ball. He ran into his own player. He was nervous in that game. Detroit, I think it was a little earlier than the fourth quarter for Detroit. I personally think they got nervous right before half when Mikey Sainer still picked them off and that place got silent at Ford Field. There's going to be a moment in this game where the home team gets nervous if they look up the scoreboard and it's tied or they're trailing late in the third or the fourth quarter. Another thing I wanted to point to is, you know, he mentioned Jayden Daniels being hurt, and that's absolutely true. But I also think we forget that against Dallas, he did run seven times for 74 yards and a touchdown, including a 23-yard run. So as much as he was dealing with the pain in Pittsburgh, I definitely think that they hit hard, and then Philadelphia on 4 days rest, he was starting to get better in that Dallas game. Now, I can tell you that Washington is 13-2 this season when Jayden Daniels runs for 34 or more yards. The only losses, Dallas and at Tampa Bay week one. Other than that, Jayden Daniels, when he goes for 34 or more yards on the ground, Washington wins games. And so he's got to find a way to make a play with his legs on Sunday. And there's going to be a crucial matchup between Jayden Daniels and Zach Bond, or Jayden Daniels and Oren Burks, the backup linebacker for the Philadelphia Eagles, who's filling in for N'Kobe Dean. There's going to be a play like we saw the first time these two teams played each other. N'Kobe Dean brought down Jayden on a 3rd and 5, didn't let him do anything, right? And that's when I felt Jayden wasn't fully himself, because he'd been making linebackers miss all season long. But there's going to be a play in this game where Jayden gets a one-on-one with a linebacker, and he's got to make him miss and get downfield and make an explosive play. Think back to when Philadelphia came to Washington. 4th and 11, Jayden couldn't find anyone open. He took off and made a big play. And really, that's what it's going to come down to. He's got to make a big play with his legs when he gets the opportunity, when he sees a one-on-one with him and a linebacker. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Let's try Trey in Maryland one more time. Trey, you're on The Fan with AWOD.
Yo, what's going on? Y'all can hear me now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, perfect, man. Listen, only thing I'm going to say is, man, why not us? We've been battle tested all season long. These guys are riding high on momentum. If they can go down there and not have any turnovers or mistakes, I think we win this game. Everybody's doubting us. I always love being an underdog. I'm taking receipts of all the trash talking. I'm just staying quiet. Because once we win, bro, I'm like, bro, I'm trolling. I'm going to be honest.
How does Washington respond if they do have a turnover? If Philadelphia, you know, punches us in the mouth, just like, you know, Zach Bond stepped in front of a pass last time. How do we respond from a mistake?
Well, I look at the game against Detroit. We technically had to turn the ball over on downs because of a fourth down and one, mishap. They got in front of us, but Washington don't quit. So if we don't quit and we keep our heads in the game and stick to the plan, we shouldn't have no issues. It's going to be a close game, I imagine. I know Saquon going to get his. Philly going to get their yards. But at the end of the day, I think we come out victorious. We find a way to do it. I don't know how it's going to be, how it's going to happen, but we're going to find a way. I just know it. I feel it.
I love it. It feels like a team of destiny. Trey, I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. We got a final hour of AWOD Radio left for you here on a Saturday championship weekend in the NFL. Doc Walker, he'll be live and local after me at 12 noon. I still got my keys to victory, pathway to success. And coming up next will be Michael Phillips, MP on the mic, who is headed to Philly to cover the NFC championship game. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.